The Sitcrom by Sue Lim, an everyday story of bloody civil war. Episode 1, The Secret Knock. The kitchen of Firebasket Hall in Warwickshire. It is the autumn of 1646.
Mercy!
Yes, mistress?
Carry this custard up to the priest.
Oh, my mistress, it do smell as sweet as baby's breath.
Let us hope Father Francis will feel equal to it.
Aye, he's might picky over his victuals, poor soul. Shut up in that little hole all day. 'Tis a mercy Cromwell's army ain't come down here about.
Indeed. But let us not debate affairs of state.
Aye, mistress. Only if old Cromwell do come, and he find Father Francis, would us all lose our heads, or only you and Sir John?
Oh, what nonsense you talk, child. Where is Thin?
Master Thin is gone to the village, mistress, to reboot the common folk for their sins.
Oh, why is he never here when I wish to discuss the pantry? Convey the custard upstairs.
Aye, mistress.
Oh, you must not curtsy, Mercy. There is a proclamation forbidding them.
Forbidding curtsies? Why, mistress, what lest do when we'm coming and going?
Never mind. Perhaps, who knows, one day
the king
will reclaim his throne and courtly manners will be in vogue again.
God bless his majesty. I wonder where he be.
Who knows, in some horrid cave, some hollow tree.
I wish he'd come here, mistress. I keep him warm and fed, poor soul. I'd even die for him.
Yes, that is not required at the moment, Mercy. I pray you discharge your custard task. And remember, the secret knock.
Aye, the secret knock.
So Mercy up the stairs conveyed the glorious quivering custard. But thoughts of her beloved king had made her somewhat flustered.
Oh, God wallop me. What was the secret knock? Oh, I remember. 'Twas the measure of an impudent ditty about Master Cromwell. No, wait. Psst. Father Francis?
Yes, my child?
I have heard in the knock. I shall resume.
Don't distress yourself, dear child. I heard the dainty trip of your toe o'er the stair.
Here, Father. I have won a lady for your basket's own custards for 'ee.
Oh, such kindness of my patroness. How does the dear lady?
She's displeased by Thin's absence, sir. Him going to the village preaching again.
Oh, what a fierce faith he hath.
Oh, we do, Father, indeed, a fierce faith.
Let us pray that he will never suspect my presence behind the panelling.
I must confess.
Surely no sin can darken your innocent brow, my child.
I bain't Mercy. I am Melissa Bottomley.
Oh! Of Bottomley Hall in Hertfordshire. I knew your father, and you had a brother, did you not? Rupert.
Speak not of my brother, Father Francis. I know not what the cursed Cromwellians have done to dear Rupert.
Oh, alas, the times.
Indeed, the Bottomleys are all dispersed.
But what are you doing here in the household of Sir John and Lady Firebasket?
At 16 I ran away from home.
Exposed to such peril.
Dressed as a boy in my brother's old doublet and hose.
Oh, heaven! I pray it did not betray you into danger, my child.
I went to London and was engaged in a company of players.
Ah, the theatre.
Yes.
I went once, but was taken with a strange whirling in the ears, you know. But did not your family...
Alas, they disowned me. But when the theatres were closed...
Oh, a barbarian act. What did you then?
Lest my boy's disguise should betray me into some battle at the Civil War, I hastened to disguise myself again.
As a maid?
As Mercy.
Ah.
I presented myself as scullery maid to Sir John and Lady Firebasket. Well, Father, that is my simple mystery.
My deepest sympathy, my dear. May the blessed St. Austell watch over you.
No, Father, wait. There is more.
Oh, dear me.
I speak of spies, Father.
Oh, do not agitate yourself, child. There can be none here. Can there?
You are wrong, Father, for I must reveal to you that I am a spy myself.
Ah, have mercy, mercy. I protest, though a priest indeed, I was ever a very poor one. Let me be killed gently.
No, Father. I am no parliamentarian. I follow the king.
Oh, thank heaven. I saw the king once, you know, at Oxford. He was shorter than I expected.
Oh. I am summoned by Lady Anne.
Oh, go. Go with my blessing, child. I prithee take care out in the whirling world. Oh,
thank you, Father. Poor Lady Anne. Thank heaven she finds such consolation in her fowls. Oh, I must resume my rustic diction.
I wonder if Finn be returned.
Friends, you all know me. I am Tobias Finn, steward to Sir John Firebasket these 15 years. But now I have come among you to say there is no food without sin. Neighbors, consider the pumpkin. Is it not a gross affront to virtuous dames? Is it not the physiognomy of Satan? Turn your backs on the lascivious parsnip, my friends. Say to the carrot, get thee behind me.
Is that ye, Tobias Finn?
Ah, old Thomas Treadwater, you who have seen 90 years, I say without vegetables you would have lived to 190.
Be you preaching to yourself, Tobias?
The village people will come when they are released from the spell of Satan and his comestibles.
Knew ye not they are assembled in Silas Flint's barn to see the learned pig?
Oh, I knew not that.
I am coming from it e'en now.
Was it a prodigious learned pig?
It was nothing to the learned pigs that I have seen in the old queen's time. There was one in the year 88 that could quote Cicero.
I could quote Cicero once, but since the war I left off. I did not wish to be mistaken for a gentleman.
Oh, no danger of that, Tobias. And I must to the Fleece to meet your master there.
Sir John at the Fleece? Tell him to eschew the nuts, for fiends lie curled and polished in every nutshell and every hedge in the land.
Aye, a good year. It's been the rain.
The Fleece, the village tavern, was a place of resort. There bold Sir John and roaring boys did meet and make their sport.
Oh, what do you mean? I protest and I vow, sir, your ways are obscene.
Swing a faddle, diddle, diddle, fancy, swing, Nancy, come on. Let me faddle, diddle, fiddle, Nancy, unhand me, Sir John.
Pray give over, Rofi, please leave off your fooling. Forbear, or I'll cry, I hate this rude doing.
Swing a faddle, diddle, fiddle, fancy, swing, Nancy, come on.
Let me
pass!
Pass!
What's the matter? Whist! What's the trouble?
Methought I heard... Oh, but my old head is full of noises. Ecod, how they do whiz about!
Tis true enough, Thomas, there's one without.
Enter. In the name of Dionysus. What art thou, fella?
A travelling scholar, sir. Fog is my name.
Fog out of the firmament? Or wast thou distilled from some terrible night hag's venomous breath?
Very good, Sir John.
I come from Oxford, sir. Well, originally from Morningside, a village near Edinburgh.
Well, thou art not a rascally Puritan fellow, I trust. You have lace at your throat.
Oh, no, sir. Give me a glass of whiskey and a pretty lass on my knee, and I'm well satisfied.
Well said, well said. And draw him a tankard, lad.
Aye, more ale. I be dry as a widow's sheet. Have your good lady forsworn a lace and taken to her prayer book, Sir John?
If that tomfoolery steward of mine could but hold his tongue, she'd be right enough.
What? Tobias Thin? I saw him even now preaching on the village green, and not a man nor a maid to make up his congregation.
Is true, Thin be unknown to woman.
May I be flayed alive if he's an ounce of lecherous blood in him.
I thank the Lord I be no Puritan.
They be not men in the common way of nature, that's certain.
No, they be not true drinking, breathing, heart-beating men at all.
Aye, for what is a man without Venus and Bacchus, my
lord? Sing us that lewd song, Sir John.
Which one, Ned?
Well, the one upon old Copper Nose.
Speak you so rudely of General Cromwell? What will Master Fogg think of our company?
I think it exceeding good company, and I give not a rat's whisker for the General Copper Nose.
Well said, sir. I'll sing it then. Give me Thomas.
Let's sing it quiet, too. Like a choir of crickets.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Why is your nose so red? Oh, no. Oh, no. Will you not come to bed?
General Cromwell, welcome.
Arise, Higgs.
What can we do for you, your worship?
See, we're part of the new model army, see? What is sweeping through Warwickshire doing the work of the Almighty.
What work exactly?
Purging the Commonwealth of the idle, rascally cavaliers and priests.
Purging the Commonwealth? Excuse me, Sir John. May I interpose?
Oh, certainly, Master Fogg.
Gazebo Fogg at your service, Captain Higgs.
Your servant, Master Fogg. Except there be no servants nowadays.
Did you say your platoon was sweeping through Warwickshire?
Sweeping through like seraphim with heavenly brooms, lad.
Cleansing the land, one hopes, of the dust of corruption.
Oh, aye. Oh, ye unrighteous of middle slaughter, ye shall feel our wrath.
Middle slaughter? Good, I see. Would you be so good as to excuse me? I have a sudden urgent errand elsewhere.
Now, gentlemen, we've marched all the way from Coventry with nothing to refresh our spirits except a debate on the Book of Job.
Oh, you must be damned hungry, then.
Well, be fair, clemmed for want of victual.
Well, let your platoon advance to my mansion.
This is nobly offered, sir.
Oh, Fire Basket Hall. Ask for my steward to thin. You can sleep in the barn.
May the Heavenly General watch over your exercise and keep you safe from sin, brother.
Oh, I fear it is too late, alas. To turn left by the blasted oak, or you'll come adrift upon the heath. Second on the left, and then first on the right.
Thank you. Second on the left, first on the right. Don't be feared of Satan in the middle of the night. We march until we're bleeding, then we march some more. And that's what it's all about. Oh, we're the model army. Oh, we're the model army. Oh, we're the model army. All you cavaliers, watch out.
Hail, fellow creature.
Oh, young woman, I did not observe you wallowing in that grass.
It is quaking grass, stranger.
Is this a Fire Basket Heath, famous as the resort of ranters, quakers, shakers, and other free spirits?
I, fellow creature, love unbounded. Have a daisy, sweet flower.
Thank you. I must ask you, are there able-bodied men in your number?
Bless you, no, sir. Only posthumous. There were three more fellows, but they went off to rant in Buckingham. Love their memory.
And have you no weapons here, no instruments of death?
We had a hurdy-gurdy, but it warped in the rain.
Who is this? Lettuce?
It's a stranger, Posthumus. Love him.
My name is Gazebo Fogg. I am a wandering scholar, and who might I have the pleasure of addressing?
I am Posthumus.
Is that a Christian name?
What's it to you, sir? What it is? You smell of onions.
Posthumus, speak gently.
Oh, it's my disguise. I sell onions. No one must know.
Know what? Who I am. And who are you?
I might as well ask, who are you? How long have you been Posthumus?
I fear I cannot reveal it. I do not wish to speak of the past. Especially my sister.
Is this your sister?
No, alas. But did you say you had onions?
I have no onions. See, the sack is quite empty.
But it smells of onions. Nay, it tastes of onions. Lettuce, will you join me in this onion bag?
Eat and be filled, Posthumus. I have supped well upon the hawthorn bark.
Friends, you are welcome to my bag. I shall bring you more wholesome food tomorrow. Farewell.
Go in peace, stranger. Love thy onions.
Lost young souls, perhaps, but not empty vessels, no. What they know, I shall know by cunning and stealth, or my name's not Gazebo Fogg. Well, to speak truth, it is not, but that's another story.
Lady Anne!
Tis time for Sir John's toasted cheese. Here. Press it on the fork directly.
Nay, Lady Anne, cast it to the flames.
Why so?
Cheese is full of devils. It will sting the stomach and warp the will.
But I have made Sir John his toasted cheese every day since he returned from the siege of Stormfort.
Sir John must educate his tongue, Lady Anne, as I do.
You educate your tongue? But how, pray?
I fill my mouth with pebbles every night and read the Book of Job for half an hour.
Oh, I've seen him at it, mistress.
Oh, I see. Indeed, you look strangely fatigued. Mercy, the door.
Oh, yes, mistress.
Good even to you.
Arise, Iggs, my lady.
Lady and Fire Basket.
Captain of a platoon of the New Model Army.
Oh!
At ease, out in the yard.
We are much honoured. Come in, Captain.
Oh, thank you, Mistress. I had the good fortune to encounter your husband at the fleece. He said as me and the lads might rest our weary heads in your barn tonight.
Finn, give Mercy her orders. Tell me, Captain, how was the weather in the... wherever it was from whence you came.
Bloody, violent, and strange, man.
Oh, even so it is here. How we are ever to get the turnips in, I cannot conceive.
A platoon of soldiers. My heart hammers at my stomach. I must convey this news with all speed and secrecy to the Phoenix to advance His Majesty's cause.
'Tis the onion seller's secret knock. Good day, Tiwi-Wee.
Tis not William.
No, tis I. Willem was exposed.
Oh, bless us, 'twas not the first time, though.
What is thy name, young woman?
Mercy, sir.
Oh, be not afraid, I will not harm an hair of thy innocent head. Tell me thy name.
Mercy, sir. 'Tis my name.
Ah, oh, well, Mercy, my name is Master Fogg. I hope I shall fill Willem's place for you in the supplying of onions and intelligence.
Intelligence? Nay, sir, I do never aspire.
The bird in the bottle cannot take root. What say you to that, Mercy?
Oh, the password. Nor shall the snake when I have him by the foot.
Thank you, Mercy. Now, I have a message for you from the Phoenix. Give me your ear.
Oh.
Lick et niat back skia.
Oh, odd kneecaps. Isn't it in Latin?
Lick.
Lick? Oh, I know that. That's oh Lord, that's killing it.
Lick.
Lick.
Et niat back skia.
Meanwhile, on Minivet's great quilt, such on resists the qualm of guilt.
The shock was so great, I have had to retire to my bed, as you see.
My dear love, you will not have me renege on my hospitable duties.
What a whole platoon!
But they've got to sleep somewhere, woman. Rat me, I was a soldier once myself. And you weren't so averse to a few night manoeuvres then, eh?
I can smell them from here.
Ah, come in. We must bend like bulrushes with the flood of the tide. Or be snapped and whirled away into oblivion.
Oh, you've been drinking again.
Oh, the king is but a man. Not even that, and asleep by heaven. The people are the people, my dear. Their time has come.
I hope not.
We must keep our thoughts private and trim ourselves to the prevailing wind, my angel.
Fetch me a glass of Madeira.
That's the spirit. I happen to have a pint of the ambrosial fluid within my travelling pouch.
While good Sir John Madeira drains, mercy is cudgelling her brains.
Lick et niat back skia.
Lick? Kill et the bag. Oh, Master Fogg, cannot he decipher this in for me?
You know, Mercy, I cannot. It is absolutely forbidden.
Thank heaven for the precious hours I spent ensconced in my dear father's library, quizzing my young brains with ciphers. Lick et nyapak. Dearie, kill the Captain Higgs. Captain Higgs.
Captain Higgs at your service.
Captain Higgs!
Aye, from Colonel Thundery's regiment. We're the Warwickshire Heavy Foot.
Oh.
Now, Master Thin, the steward, says as you'd be so kind as to rustle up some victuals for my lads.
I am even about it, sir. Buying the onions, as you say.
Oh, aye. you can turn your hand to out, I see, Master Fogg.
Aye, 2 bushels then, lassie.
Oh, if you please.
Oh. Oh, you're a strong fellow, my lad. Ain't you no inclination for to serve the new model army?
Not today, I thank you.
Hey, good pay, handsome uniform. regular discussions about Evan and El.
Alas, Captain, a previous engagement prevents my enlisting at present.
He baked the army tight, Captain Eggs. He got flat feet.
Until next Thursday, Mercy. And do not forget your mission.
Oh, and what little mission might that be, lass?
Oh, Captain, I must kill the cockerel, alas.
Now, don't you fret, lass. Anything or anyone you want seeing to, you just ask me.
Oh, thank you, Captain. I shall prepare a simple supper for your men.
And I'll put him through their arms. It do always aggravate an appetite.
I'll set about me onions this instant.
Thank you for the ham and eggs. What gives strength unto our legs? Thank you for the bread and dripping. When our weak resolve is slipping. Thank you for the goose got tart. What gives blood unto the heart? And puts fire into our fists. To found the bleeding royalists.
Thank heaven those base soldiers have stopped their caterwauling. Are they safely bestowed?
Aye, mistress. In the barn.
Oh, turn down my bed, Mercy.
'Tis done, madam.
I'm deeply fatigued. Will you blow out the candle before you go?
Right, mistress. God give ye good night.
Good night.
Don't bollock me. Where's the door?
Oh, Mercy.
Oh, sorry, mistress. I got it now.
At last, for Mercy's task's complete, she took herself to bed. But sleep came not, as torments haunt a
with anguish. Kill Captain Higgs? Is this the only way I can serve my king and country? My female heart rebels against such slaughter. Pray that posterity will bestow a lenient verdict on my too tender heart. Ay me.
In the sitcom, Sir John Firebasket was played by Joss Ackland, Lady Anne Firebasket by Denise Coffey, Tobias Thynne, Clive Merrison, Mercy, alias Melissa, Miriam Margulies, Father Francis and Old Thomas by Nicholas Grace, Slow Ned, Chris Emmett, Gazebo Fogg, Jack Claff, Captain Arise Higgs, Alan Armstrong, Posthumus, Nicky Henson, Lettuce, Jane Whittenshaw, Counter Tenor, Peter Haywood, and the New Model Army, by the cast. The music was by Colin Sell. Sitcom was written by Sue Lim and produced by Jonathan James Moore. Next week, episode 2, The General Inspection.